arsenic, and old waste. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Soil and water contaminated with high levels of deadly arsenic. There is a way for nature to do the cleanup. Purdue University scientists have isolated a gene that evolved in a type of fern that turns the fern into a lean, green, arsenic-eating machine. Pteris vittata, we'll call her fern, can tolerate 100 to 1,000 times more arsenic than any other garden variety plant. According to the researchers, the gene they isolated triggers the release of a protein that acts as a pump that actually sucks the arsenic out of the contaminated soil and deposits it in the fern's fronds. With fronds like that, who needs... Never mind. There is no effect on the plant. Why would nature come up with a gene that gives a plant a high tolerance to poison? The team believes storing it harmlessly in the plant could be a defense against predators for whom it's not so harmless. Right now, this particular fern is the only multi-celled organism to have this genetic appetite for arsenic. But the scientists say the gene could potentially be put into other species that could suck the toxic chemical right out of the soil. This all gives new meaning to the term waste treatment plant. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.